So 2 week total precipitation over the last couple of weeks. Well, it's been hot and dry, with just about all of the region experiencing less than a tenth of an inch. And I'll note that most areas have seen zero precip.
News from the drought update this week for the southwestern U.S. was not good. Even the officials on the call Monday said it was bad news. John Meyer is with the National Drought Information Center. He says June is historically dry in the region ahead of the seasonal monsoonal storms, but
everywhere, just about, is experiencing less than 25% of normal.
Arizona and Utah, he added, did not get any precipitation in June. He said the average maximum temperature over the past 2 weeks in Nevada, California, and Arizona have hit three digits.
So incredibly unprecedented temperatures for this time of year, and in some places are setting all-time temperature records. Salt Lake City hit 107 last week.
These hot, dry, and windy conditions, often called red flag conditions, are also taking a toll on vegetation and the soil.
The GRACE satellite observations of soil moisture at both the root zone and the surface soil conditions show, again, unprecedented levels of dry conditions. Much of the area is sitting between 5 and 2 percentile of normal conditions for right now. So we're about at the bottom of the scale. There's not much moisture left in these layers of topsoil in the root zone.
Meyer used the word unprecedented 4 times during his 12-minute presentation to describe what's happening with temperatures and precipitation across the Southwest, and there's not much change in sight. Colorado could see some rain next week, but not much until maybe July, when monsoonal moisture could come up from Mexico into Arizona and New Mexico. Meyer adds that temperatures are expected to stay above normal into September. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.